Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, we'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and live in color on your radio dial here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, and then also our sister station 101.7. I'll get all these things straightened out one of these days, but we know we've got our sister station up there and this one too. And we really appreciate the fact that we're able to come to you live here each Thursday morning. And this is, you know, compliments of the efforts of the three-star committee here, the Chamber of Commerce, and all the great folks that help make this possible by advertising here. And we come in, we have some, sometimes we have some local news, sometimes we have some entertainment. We have just different groups coming in talking. This morning, I have Mr. Chuck Chitwood, one of our local residents here, been here for a pretty good while, and done various things over the years. I know he, one of the things is, right now is, he's a musician today, and he has an album that's being released, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. It already has been released, I think, maybe, and we'll be talking about that. I'm going to play some of the songs off of that and let him talk about them, and just kind of fill the folks in on what's going on with him and in his world. And I know he has a very, very interesting life. We've talked to him a little bit before about his early days, and he may be the maybe the only one, a registered petroleum engineer that is now a registered nurse. Or a great morning to be here. I know it's a little bit nippy out there, but it's great sitting here in the corner room, and it's just another great day here in Salina, and we're proud to have everyone listening. I want to remind everyone that about halfway through the show, we've got a few birthdays today. We'll be announcing them, and we'll be giving away one of our gifts here. So with that, I think we will just do a couple of commercials, come back, and make a couple of more announcements, and we'll get right to our guest this morning, let him introduce himself, and maybe let him do a complete biography here or something like that. But we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Truck and Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Welcome back, everyone. It's great to be here this morning. And we have Mr. Chuck Chitwood here with us this morning. Before we get into that, we do have one fairly important announcement. A couple of them, maybe. I know spring sports are now beginning over at the high schools, so I'll get out and support them. And then this coming Saturday night, young ladies basketball team will be going up to Spencer to play Van Buren County for the opportunity to make it to the state tournament again. So everyone that can turn out and go up to Spencer Saturday night about 7 o'clock. I know that's a nice trek up there, but go up there and go over to the park and look at the waterfalls over at the park or something. But let everyone know that's going on. And we have, like I said, spring sports starting with our baseball, softball, all those things. But right now, let's talk a little bit about music. But first off, Chuck, why don't you introduce yourself to the folks and give us a little rundown of you.
Well, thanks for having me out here. My wife, Cynthia, is here with me. We play music all around the area, mainly anymore. It's churches and jails, prisons, and things like that.
You are on the outside looking in, right?
Yeah, exactly. Although, if you know me, you know that I have walked down that path on the inside.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons that I have a jail ministry through the Bridge Community Church out of Gainesboro, and we go into the Jackson County Jail every Monday night. Which is kind of dovetails into what's going on with this music, this album, if you will, that's put together. Tom's right. I did write it and played on the album, but the truth of the matter is, Lord gave me this music. That's my contention. I know it to be true, and that is what we're hoping will happen, is that this music will be distributed, listened to, and the message in each song, which is a little different but specific in each song, would be something that would help someone along the way. Life's hard, and we all need a little help from time to time, and the Lord's always there to lend us a hand. So in my life, it's been everything from being a drill and fluids engineer in the oil field after graduating college from MTSU, and then going back to school, becoming a registered nurse, running businesses, just whatever it took to provide for my family. As things changed, I had to change. But all the while, the common thread's been the music. And it's taken a while to get this album together, and but you know, it seems like anything worthwhile takes some work. And we hope that when you hear this, it's listed under my name, Chuck Chitwood, and that was not really my idea. The producer, publisher, and my wife all said it needed to be my name. And so it is. And the name of the album is called A Jesus View. When you listen to the first song on the album, you'll understand more about what I'm talking about, what I'm considering a Jesus beat. What anybody else takes away from it will be just fine. So we have subjects covered in the album from depression to the presence of the Holy Spirit to the way we allow the devil to step into our lives sometimes, and the answer to these problems are in each song.
Okay, now Chuck, let's go back to the nuts and bolts of this a little bit. And you know, how long has it taken you to put this project together? Kind of the steps of doing this. I know the writing, and then all of the legalities, all of the just what all is involved in getting a finished product from a piece of music written on paper.
Well, for me, and I can only speak for me, it's a very personal experience, and I think most songwriters the same way. As a songwriter, you lay your heart out for the world to just do what they will with it, and that's okay, because if you feel it strongly enough, you put it out there and know that there's going to be a someone that it will make a difference. In my situation, these songs started being written, I don't know, Cynthia, how long ago was Emmaus? Huh? 2008, I went to the Emmaus walk, and if you don't know what that is, you can read it, Google it. It's, anyway, after that experience, some of this music was given to me, and then if we brought it back this past August and got with a friend of mine who is a producer out of Nashville who has his own studio up in Columbia, Kentucky now. He's has a publishing company called Lenmar Music Publishing, and it's with BMI. His name is Danny Bailey, a very talented man. He actually, we put this album together in his studio in Columbia. I played piano and an organ and some synthesizer stuff. Danny actually played, believe it or not, and this is being able to use a recording studio. He played drums, bass, three levels of acoustic guitar, mandolin, banjo, and he played dobro. So then we had another man by the name of Mike. You might want to Google this man. He is phenomenal. You have heard him for your whole life if you've listened to anything out of Nashville. He's played on everything from Rod Stewart to Dolly Parton. We were fortunate enough to have him work with us on this album. So the whole thing, this day and time with the Internet, I didn't know about a thing called CD Baby. If you are looking to put your music out in the world on the Internet, just go to CD Baby for a very nominal fee if you meet their requirements, which are not that bad, from the picture of your album to the format of the music. You can upload it, and they will distribute it to all the streaming platforms, of which there are over 150. I would be hard-pressed to name five or six. And you can get your music to the world, and that's what we did.
Okay, now, excuse me, you know, the process of protecting your product, I know that when you publish things, and I know there are so many legalities you run into, because somewhere along the line, if you get real successful, somebody's going to come along and say, well, this four chord run belongs to me. He stole that from me, that kind of thing. And you know, I know that the Internet has made that big business on that. But, you know, and what about the, I guess, the financial end of that, do you earn so much for each time these are played? Is it just a minimal amount, or is it, you know, decent, or?
Yeah, well, to answer that, first of all, I do not have a record deal. Nobody is putting up the money to do this project except for my wife and I. And that's okay. We're blessed to have friends who help us defray some of that cost, and As far as copyrights, we run our music through Linmar Music Publishing, which is registered with BMI. There's a copyright process involved there. When you go through CD Baby, they also do a copyright protection. And as far as how much money you make, this project was done to spread the word of Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's why we do it. If we make any money off of this, it'll be great. But from what I read a thing about after we did it, that the average person who uploads their music and gets it played, they make .004 of a dollar when the each time it's played. So it takes a lot of plays, you know, on the internet to actually make some money.
Okay, the first song you would like for us to play off of this album, give me the title here and we'll cue that.
Yeah, the way the album's put together, that order is thought out and that's fine. It's a song called Run That River Dry. It's bringing to attention the fact that, you know, we are constantly tempted, if you will, by the devil, and he can't make us do anything, but he puts things out in front of us that we give into, and when we choose to follow him instead of Jesus, that's the way he hurts our Lord, and that's what makes Jesus cry. So this is all the time, me personally, that I have made him cry so much that it's like a river in my mind, and I want to run the river dry. So that's basically the basis of the song.
Okay, we're going to cue this up and play it, and then we'll go to a commercial, and we'll come back and continue. Does everything sound okay, Randy? Thank you. that, we'll take a little short break. We'll come back and we'll continue on with our show this morning. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Hurry.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity, and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Welcome back, everyone. We're sitting here and offline. I'm sitting here talking to Chuck about, you know, rhyme scheme and things like that. And I know a number of years ago when I worked at Cedar Hill, I had a gentleman come down at the boat dock at midnight. We started talking music, and I finally got around to asking him what his name was, and he told me his name was John Prine. And I said that to Chuck, and Chuck has a very interesting story about John Prine. And if you're not familiar with him, you must have been living under a rock for a while. Chuck, kind of tell us about that.
Well, he was asking me about rhyme schemes and how I put the songs together, and actually it was just kind of given to me, and if I had to pick one man, John Prine would probably be the one. I mean, I was a young man myself, about 18 years old, and I was in Toronto, Canada, and I walked into a little bar, and there was a man playing guitar, and I was enamored by it, and I sat there all night listening to him, and come to find out, he was talking about his first album coming out in the very near future, and his name is John Prine. Since then, I've probably listened, and I would think most everything he's ever done, my children even know the words to most of his songs, because it's in the message, and I've tried to duplicate that in anything I've ever written, and particularly when these songs here about the Lord Jesus, it's like I want there to be a message in there. I want somebody to walk away after listening to it and have maybe learned something, touched them, whatever. These songs... the scheme, I don't know that I have a scheme, but it is a direct attempt to communicate a message. And I think we've done it. At the risk of sounding vain, I've had several people just come up and say, you know, I love that music because it tells a story. It has a message. Well, that's what we're trying to convey. It's like the last song, Run That River Guy, you know. And I think these songs appeal to most people because I'm just a regular guy, right? And one song we have called Thank You, Jesus, I talk about being just a good old boy. And I'm happy to be a good old boy. But back in the day, I didn't realize a whole lot of things, and I thought just being a good old boy was enough. Come to realize it's not.
But do you want to play that next?
That'd be just fine.
All
if
right.
you want to do
that. We'll do that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We'll
play
that.
And it actually came from an encounter that then you'll hear it in the song. But yeah, just play the song. It speaks for itself. I think this will speak to male and female alike, with not just a good old boy, but we got some good old girls too. And it's, you know, this is the country I'm from. I'm raised in Macon County next door to Clay. But we all got a lot of commonality, so here's the song.
Well, before we do that, let me get my birthday list in here real quick. Now, celebrating birthdays, we have a set of twins. I think they're celebrating birthdays about 40 years old or so, and that was Tina Reagan Melton and Scotty Reagan. We wish them a happy birthday. Miss Wendy Spears celebrating a birthday. Abby Rogers celebrating. And also Matt Adams and Mr. Wayne Taylor. All those folks will be celebrating this past time, and we will be giving away one of our wonderful prizes here in a few minutes. And right now, we'll play the song, Thank You, Jesus.
Still a sinner, and I'll be one till I die. Greyhound Station. You know, I mean, you know, how do you put words like that together and make them fit? But I know with this, you said, you know, us good old boys, and you know, the message we're getting out, hopefully. And what do you have more plans in the future for trying to, if the words come to you to just, you know, expand upon this?
Yeah, the hope would be, actually, this is what they call an EP, a five-song album is, I think, more like an extended play. An LP, long-playing album, is more like 10 to 12. So we were able to get out these five songs on an EP label, if you will. And the hope would be that we could maybe someday extend that. It's just a matter of if it's, you know, I don't know how to say it, if it's given to me, and then we do our part. So, but yeah, if you're interested in this music at all, this is not about Chuck and my wife Cynthia, who, without her, I wouldn't be here today. But just saying, she's singing on this album, and my friend Danny's on it singing. It was really a labor of love and a lot of hard work, believe it or not. It's just like anything else, you know. If you ever watched anybody play golf professionally on TV, it looks easy, but go get a set of clubs and try to play. At least for me, it was difficult. But just saying, so a lot of this, just there's hard work in there, and that's not a complaint. That's we're happy to do it. So I don't know. We'll see if anything else comes along.
Well, we're going to play some more because we've got, you know, we got to get all these songs in.
Well, it's it.
And I'm going to go to, Luke 11, verse 9.
Yeah, Luke 11, verse 9 is a song that it's straight out of the Bible. You can look it up. If you got your Bible handy, look up Luke 11, verse 9, and you will see what it says. It's just an offer by the Lord to tell us that, you know, if we will accept him, he will help us. This song speaks of depression. It's a very real theme. So as the song plays, if you could listen to the words once again, for us it's all about the message, and I hope it blesses you.
His love be your guide.
I'm trying to put a finger on the style. That, I mean,
yeah, I get it. We've had conversations about that in, if you will, contemporary Christian music or whatever.
Right.
That in time, you're not going to hear this style probably. I have had people in my age, you know, the baby boomer top, that have come to me and said, you know, this feels a niche in that genre of new Christian music that speaks to me, because I'm talking about the conversation. They said, you know, I like the Allman Brothers growing up, and I like Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I like the Kentucky Headhunters, and I like, you know, all these different kinds of what's now Southern rock kind of a thing. So we have music that's praising the Lord, but yet it's, you might hear a little Lynyrd Skynyrd in the guitar work, or you might hear a little something, you know, country rock of a thing in it. We haven't been able to put a label on it, but it just seems to have an appeal. It's a different niche, if you will, than some of the contemporary Christian music.
And I know sometimes I'm sitting here listening, and I kind of it strikes me that some of the things, like sometimes when Dolly Parton would do something with a choir or something, like a gospel song or something.
Yes. Yeah.
Not necessarily the lyrics or anything, but the music there seems, you know, kind of fits something along that line a little bit.
Yeah. And that's quite a compliment, even her name. There is a choir effect, and that's the result of the work Danny Bailey did in the studio, and some of the vocal work he and my wife Cynthia did, and it just all came together. Okay, we're very excited just to have done it and to be able to have pulled it off, and financially, and being able to finally have the project finished, and to have people like Mike Sievers, for example. This is a man, and I'll just throw this out real quickly, because he and, if you ever remember back in the day, a group called the Young Rascals, and Young Rascals had good loving, and then they
right.
got older, and they dropped the good, and then they were the Rascals, and they still are the Rascals, and Felix Cappellardi, the lead singer, is still around, and him and Mike Sievers are friends, and they spend time over in Maui, half a year. Anyway, Maui burned a third of it, and there was devastation. A lot of the families lost everything. So they, Mike, Felix, and Dolly, I just bring that up, are putting together a project to raise money for the victims of Maui. And it's a song that the Rascals did way back when called My Hawaii, and they're going to redo it. So if you hear that, that's an attempt to raise money for that endeavor. But for us, our main thing is, folks, if you just listen and get something out of the message and tell your friends, we're just trying to spread this message. And we'd love it if it touches you somehow and you walk away feeling better after hearing it.
Oh, okay, and on that, the actual recording, how much multi-tracking was involved in
this? Right. Each song has probably got in the neighborhood of 40 to 50 tracks. That's a pretty close estimate. There is some, like the golf analogy earlier, there is just anything you do, whatever your job is, there's a whole lot more to it than I know about, right? We all are ignorant of something and can learn from each other. This recording thing is very, when done properly, and just like anything else, it takes a while.
You know, what you have is actually an orchestra that doesn't exist.
It couldn't be played live because my friend Danny can only play like one instrument at a time.
Right.
You know, and I can only play one. But together we can put it all together. So, but we could duplicate it. We know enough people.
Yeah.
We could put it together as a band.
Okay. Let the wind blow.
That's a song. This song's about the Holy Spirit. You know, when you're saved, the Lord takes all of our mess. And he gives you the Holy Spirit. You have it. I don't know what you're doing with it, but you got it. So this is just an attempt to talk about that and how precious that gift is.
Okay, we're going to hit the button and play that.
Let it surround me.
With that, we need to work in a little commercial here. But, you know, a comment on that. Our man has found peace of mind, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. He'll be back just in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday at Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients through multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Sure. we've got one more song we want to do, and that tell us just a little bit about it.
Yeah, we were just talking about it and caught us talking. It's fine. But, yeah, this song was, if you've read the Bible much, multiple places in the Bible, the Lord speaks of 40 days and 40 nights, this and that. It's just the time frame that he uses all through the Bible. And it, I was so curious about it, and I said that this song came, it's like, you know, what's the attraction, Lord, for this 40 days and 40 nights thing? You have got it all through the Bible. Well, this song only touches on just a few of those time frames and the application of them, but you'll get the idea. It's kind of a, it's a very, kind of a fun bluegrass of a country rock thing, and it's called 40 Days and 40 Nights.
Okay, we better get into this then. Just see the flat foot dancing going right along with that.
Yeah, it's like out at Rolly Hole and all that, when we got, they bring their boards and their butt dancing kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, we have just about worked in a great show today. And of course, before we do anything else, I want to let everyone know that Miss Wendy Spears has actually won the birthday prize today, so you can go over to the chamber and pick that up. But, you know, I think getting this out, getting introduced to folks, and that was the one I wanted to save for the end. I mean, you know, you always want to try to really build up at the end, and as you said, that, you know, there are so many, I guess tearjerker songs that have the 40 days and 40 nights in there, and of course, it has a message, but it has a very happy message.
Yeah, it's the
sad things with a happy message.
Yeah, and all the other songs,
I want it to be a refuge and not a place of sadness, but it's a place of hope. And the message is, you know, you got these problems. Here's where to go to fix it, to let the Lord deal with it. So if you're interested in this music, I think all the streaming platforms have it, from Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, all of them. Some of them actually have the lyrics, but I've been doing it on my own, and I don't know if I've got it on all the sites. But please listen to the message, and because that is the focus of all the music, is the message about Jesus.
Okay, and one of the things here, Chuck and I are sitting here talking, and we're thinking about, you know, he's kind of going along with me, that we're going to try to put together a little Jubilee show here at the courthouse sometime in the next few weeks or month or so, and kind of look forward to that. And I hope you really enjoyed today's show, and Chuck, glad to have you, and since you're here with me, I know she is. She hasn't got to say anything other than maybe holler howdy at everybody. But it's great having you here, and, you know, with that, I guess we get everything put back where it belongs. And
thank you for the time, and we do appreciate all the work you do, Tom, and you're constantly trying to help Clay County and Solana, and it doesn't go unnoticed, and we thank you.
But, you know, with that, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here next week, same time, same place, on WBFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And until then, good day, Clay County.
Yes, sir. Good day.